I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chef at Empress by Boone. Chef Boone right here with me. Chef, how are you?
I'm good, yeah.
I say Happy New Year in England, but here you say...
In Chinese, we say Gong Hei Fat Choy.
Gong Hei Fat Choy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right... Yeah. In Chinese culture, the New Year brings with it a lot of tradition. Of course, great food, hanging out with family, but also you wish good luck. And so why is luck such an important part of the culture, especially around the New Year?
You know, Chinese people, we believe of the beginning of the year, you must have something good. Like, this is in a long story, you know, long history before,
sure.
Yeah. So we even eat or drink or what, we want the good luck, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the dish of the name also, they will change to very, the sounds is like very good luck and good money or something.
Sure.
Like this. Yeah.
So to see your cuisine is one thing. To eat your cuisine is another. I've had the joy of eating your cuisine many times, Chef. You are thoughtful, passionate, and at the end of the day, your food is delicious. It's also art on a plate. If Picasso was here, he'd be going, wow. So let's talk about the two dishes right here. Abalone. We don't get to enjoy enough abalone in California. So to see abalone on the menu is a wonderful thing. Describe this dish for us. What's the name of the dish and tell me about it.
This is the breast abalone with double superior stock. We breast the abalone for almost like live abalone. We breast almost like 8 hours to get it very tasty inside, very tender. Yeah.
Because if you, and I've done this, if you cook the abalone even 15 seconds too long, it can be tough. You know, so you have to be very delicate with it because it can go wrong quickly.
Yeah.
Nobody likes rubber abalone. No. The abalone has to be tender. It has to be soft, you know. And so this dish here, there's a little... Is that a little red pepper? What's this? What's the significance of this little red...
It's a cow chi. Cow chi, in the English, we call waffle, right? So and we also have the fat choy. You know, fat choy is like in only we are eating in during the Chinese New Year time.
Yeah.
So fat choy in Cantonese meaning like can give you very good luck. Yeah, give you a lot of money. So
are you telling me that I'm gonna have good luck and a lot of money if I eat this dish?
Yeah, for sure. This including the abalone together, the whole name is called will guarantee give you good luck.
I'm gonna order two of those. Chef next door here, listen, when I see lobster on a menu, I know my tummy is going to be happy. Talk me through this dish, the name of it, and what's in this dish right here.
The name of this, the abalone, you know, I'm sorry. lobster is a meaning of, in Cantonese, called like raisin something, the pronoun, you know.
Yeah.
It's a raisin something. The raisin in Chinese people during the New Year is like very happiness and good luck and good money as well. Like in this the whole in the Cantonese name is we call like yapun manle. The meaning is you can do whatever business and you can get very good business. You can get back everything you want.
Really? Yeah. It's going to happen for me?
Yeah.
I'm going to order two of these too then. We'll talk cocktails in just a minute. By the way, Chef, I have to tell you, you and I have something in common. We lived for many years in England. How many years were you in England?
How many years? 15 years almost. 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I opened Hakkasan. Since 2002, so I still go back every year. I'm half right by this.
What do you miss about England? What do you miss most?
I miss the most I miss is the English breakfast. Yeah, every time I go back, you know, I have to have it every morning. Yeah, that is the best thing. Yeah,
the bacon,
the big bread. Everything is
the bread,
different.
The sausages, the black pudding.
Yeah, I cannot have the same in other country. I cannot have same in the steak. I cannot have in the Middle East. No matter how good chef they are in Asia, they say, oh, this is the English breakfast, but
no.
It's never be same.
No, it's not the same. Yeah. We cannot leave without talking football.
Yeah.
And what's your team? What's your team? You can tell me your team. It's okay. What is it?
West Ham is my team. You know, I always support West Ham.
Why?
So, you know, why? You know, I like the way they're playing. And, you know, during the time when I first time I reached London, you know, I live very close to, like, West Ham, you know, Alton Park, you know. And then I like the player, Paolo Di Canio. I don't know, you know.
Oh, yeah,
he's already long. It's long time.
Well, listen, West Ham are doing okay. Yeah. Manchester United, watch that team. Chef, don't go anywhere. Let's bring James in here, the GM here at Empress by Boone. So, James, Chinese New Year, an exciting time. It feels like New Year every time you eat here because what Chef is creating is so special. But this is a special time for the community. Chinese New Year, what's it about here at Empress by Boone?
Well, obviously we just celebrated what we consider in the United States our New Year, but now that we're focusing on the Chinese New Year, it's really about bringing good luck and good fortune, not only to everybody that dines with us, but to the Asian community here in Chinatown. We just love being here, and it actually allows us the support of the community. We have a great time.
1.5 years old, you're still a young restaurant, but it is thriving. The word is out. We have a rock star chef here creating all these wonderful dishes. You also have an incredible bar program, two absolute delicious cocktails. And I hate to put you on the spot, James, but what am I drinking?
You're drinking, look at the flowers. It's a combination of gin, Calvados, Parfait Amour, a little eucalyptus tincture, and some fresh citrus, a little lime to top it off with.
Oh, and what is Chef drinking?
Actually, Chef is taking it on a modest side tonight. He's drinking Easy Does It. It's actually a little dragon fruit non-alcoholic cocktail that we make here.
Oh, my Lord. So Chef is going to be performing well in the kitchen tonight because there's no booze in that, Chef. You get to take the umbrella home. The umbrella is yours. Chef, I have to ask you, as we close here, when you think about the new year, what are you most excited about when you look to the next year for Empress by Boone? What are you hoping for in the year ahead?
You know, for me, I actually not have many expect, you know. I already happy what we are now, and when I open this restaurant, I hope that we can have a good restaurant in the Chinatown. So I think we reach all more of our target, you know, or our expect, you know, and I thank you for everyone's support and so coming to enjoy our experience here. Yeah.
You know what I love about coming here? It's a who's who of everybody from local Chinatown merchants. You know, ordinary folk like me. You'll see the mayor of San Francisco here. Everyone has a seat at the table at Empress by Boone, which is a wonderful thing. So you get the last word. Yeah. You get to say Happy New Year in Cantonese to our listeners. Or Mandarin or Cantonese?
Mandarin.
So Mandarin, of course. Okay. Hello. There you go. Last word with you, Chef.
新年快乐, 恭喜发财.
So Happy New Year. Rockstar Chef here. Chef Boone doing magical things. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come down, make a reservation, enjoy the cuisine, the killer cocktails. They have a great wine program as well. And all you need to know at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Gung Hei Fat Choi, Chef.
Cheers.
You too, James.
Cheers.